VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. At least 73 people were killed, at least 170 injured after explosions and ensuing gunfight rocked outside a gate of the Kabul airport in Afghan's capital Thursday. According to multiple sources, U.S. President Joe Biden is vowing to avenge the deadly attacks in Afghanistan that killed at least 13 U.S. troops and dozens of Afghan civilians. President Biden said the U.S. will respond with force of precision at our time following the attack by a group identified as ISIS-K. Biden said evacuations will continue even after U.S. troops leave at the end of the month. Critics have blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. He said that he has been in close contact with the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and has received a letter from the leader of the Tigray region in response to his appeal. Guterres said the UN is ready to work together with the African Union and other key partners to support such a dialogue. In June, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. But hostilities have continued, and the prime minister recently urged all Ethiopians to join the fight. Via remote, this is VOA News.